today will get the disaster survivor assistance out to those folks in need. Donations to United Way, Red Cross, and other organizations that help states and counties in need and help lift humanity in their time of suffering.
The president's to tour the devastated areas on Friday. Michael Cohen is back on Capitol Hill making a follow-up appearance before the House Intelligence Committee. The president's longtime personal lawyer reportedly gave the panel new documents showing edits to the false written statement he delivered to Congress in 2017 about the Trump Tower Moscow project. He pleaded guilty to lying to Congress about the project, admitting the talks extended 6 months later than he originally claimed. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
President Trump warned that Republicans who choose to defy him on his immigration emergency declaration are taking a big risk. That's according to Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who met with President Trump on Tuesday. Graham also tells Fox News,
he's disappointed that he's not able to convince Republicans that this is an emergency. Again, I've been dealing with this issue for a decade. If families get to America, they're released within 20 days. If an unaccompanied minor makes it into our custody, only 2% are returned to the country where they came from. We're sending a signal to all over Central America. If you can make it to America, you're going to stay. We're being overwhelmed. We're on track to have 650,000 illegal immigrants apprehended in 2019. The legal authority the president is using has been used 50 times. He has the statutory authority given to him by Congress to take money from the military construction budget and apply it to an emergency situation. He's on sound legal footing. I support what he's doing, and I hope the Republican Party will stand behind.
Scotland Yard authorities say three explosive devices were found near London airports and a major train station yesterday. UK policing analyst Graham Wittone says investigators have some evidence to work with.
The fact they've got, I think, Dublin stamps or Dublin originated postage stamps on them is one minor lead, but I think they will be keeping an open mind on where they've come from. The packages look very, very similar. They've got handwriting on the packages.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good afternoon. This is Jeannie Murphy. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hi. This is Talented People. Thanks for watching in today. I have such a special guest. I think you're going to be really excited to hear about this because if you're online and you look around and you hear about news, fake news, anything, it all comes back to a company that actually is real news, and it's called Newswire. And my guest today is Anthony Santiago. He's the director of marketing. We've worked with him, Colleen and I, for years from our media company and from Jeannie Murphy PR. And he's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on out there, what people are interested in, if you want to get on a show, some success stories. But for right now, I'm going to give you the update on the weather in our area. A slight chance of snow showers today, partly sunny with a high of 28. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 12. Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers between 2 and 3, partly sunny with a high of 32. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 18. Friday, chance of snow mainly after 11 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high of 34. Friday night, chance of snow mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low of 26. And mostly sunny all day with a high of 44 on Saturday. And then a chance of rain and snow before 8 a.m. and then rain mostly with a high of 49 on Sunday. So we're going to go to our real quick break, and we'll be right back with Anthony Santiago of Newswire.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back again. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I hope you're having a great day. We're streaming live on Facebook from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. It's called Talented People, and we're so glad to have you watching in. And my guest, I'm so excited to share him with you today because we've worked with him and his company for years and in our PR and media world. And we finally have him in studio, Anthony Santiago, and he is the director of marketing. He's here today. Welcome, Anthony.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's so good to have you here. All right. Let's start from the beginning. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So myself, I'm a director of marketing, and I like to believe that in terms of all of the clients, like everyone has a story to tell.
Okay.
And on the Newswire side, we help get your story to the press and to the media. A lot of companies now are all about brand journalism, and we help cultivate that in terms of some of the services that we offer in terms of distribution.
So what about brand journalism? What is that?
Brand journalism is a new term that's kind of come out in the industry in terms of companies personifying and really controlling the brand and brand perception. That is so critical today, whether it's Yelp, whether it's Facebook, protecting your brand and kind of monitoring, understanding how your brand messaging is going out is so critical today in today's marketplace.
And that is really your area of expertise. During like the last hour, we were talking about you and how you really are a marketing person. So when you see a situation that makes sense, it must be so much fun for you to watch. And then you see a person or a business who just doesn't do it right, you could just say, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so tell us from your side of the, tell us more about Newswire.
Okay, so Newswire, we're one of many commercial Newswire providers. We help clients get their press release out to media, whether it's local, whether it's regional, and we also do international distribution as well, too. That's blanket distribution. Mm-hmm. So a press release is basically an announcement that's really dedicated for media. But with today's changing market in terms of online distribution, mm-hmm. The market has slightly changed. It's not just for media. So if you, as a company, want to reach consumers quickly and easily, you can utilize a press release, too, to get your message out. So it's not only just for media, it's also for the consumer, too.
Yeah, because nowadays when you create something and put it out there, if it was intended for the media, you got consumer eyeballs on it. So you have to be able to walk both sides. Yeah, the tightrope.
Exactly.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about when you're – let's start off with, say – a client, mm-hmm. a typical person out there, a public relations firm, mm-hmm. or someone who wants to issue a press release. Mm-hmm. Talk about what some to-dos and don'ts.
Okay. When it comes to creating an angle, mm-hmm. you'd have to think about creating a story or a hook.
Okay.
Here's something that your listeners might not want to hear, but it's not about you. It's about how you can serve the community, how you can serve the audience that you're trying to reach. A journalist won't pick up a story if it doesn't resonate with their readership or their audience.
Interesting. Yeah. I agree. You're completely right. But yeah. I love telling our people this because this is something that is so true. It's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about what is it that you're going to tell me that I can give my people who are interested in.
Exactly. I mean, you can have the greatest thing since sliced bread, mm-hmm. but if that helps thousands, if not hundreds of people, then you have a story. Mm-hmm. But if you're self-serving, we're a believer that like you got to provide value. Mm-hmm. And we provide, as a company, provide value to our clients. So taking back to that kind of like MO, if you provide value to the journalist or the media contact and position your story as a human interest story, for example, one thing that works very well is providing a solution to a problem.
Okay.
Whatever solution that is, whatever problem you have, it's not about the actual solution. I mean, it's about the solution per se, but it's more about how that solution affects people. Yeah.
So, can you give us an example?
I can think of one example. A few years back, we had a client. They're a bed bug company. What they do, they're called Delta 5. And they're a very niche-specific company. They have this product that actually detects bed bugs. It's organic. It's scientifically proven to not hurt the bed bugs. But it helps you as, a homeowner or hotel owner identify if there's a bug situation. Wow. So this little black box, about 6 inches tall, goes near the bed. It's very unobtrusive. There's a little bit of bait in there that allows a bug to go in. They use technology, sensors go off, yada, yada, yada. You get an automatic text message with a photo of the bug. So you know exactly what's going
on. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a solution of a that's a problem in terms of bed bugs, and they offer a solution. Now, again, when it comes to PR, it's all about timing. Mm-hmm. It's all about, you know, having the right timing with everything.
Yes.
With this client, Time Magazine actually did a feature piece about the bed bugs. I mean, every year or so it comes out. So they did a piece, and my client came immediately, Anthony, we got to do something. We got to leverage this. I said, yes, let's do it. They issued a press release 48 hours after that. And I got a phone call the next day. And the client's just like, you wouldn't believe it. My server guy told me that the website crashed. I was like, why? What happened? He's like, we were featured on CNBC, and they're getting calls, you know, all day long. So that's just one example in terms of finding a problem and providing a solution, and also utilizing timing in terms of positioning your story. That's another thing that we can get into in terms of, like, monitoring the news and trying to figure out what to capitalize on. That's something that I can definitely share with you.
Well, we're going to get right to that, because I've got a customer that's going to be one of the next press releases that are going to be in the series press release going out by you, called The Lone Gunman. Okay. And it's totally bizarre, but there's so many terrible situations going on every day, and nobody's writing or doing stories about this. We have the author, the expert. His name's Phil LeDuc. Anyway, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. I hope you're enjoying our conversation. I know you're going to love the next part of it. It's with Anthony Santiago, and he is with Newswire. He's director of marketing. So we're going to go to a quick break right now, and then we're going to talk about how you could get your story or your hook caught.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're back here on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station, and I have a guest in that's so much fun to me because he's one of our partners in the day job that I have with Mariah Media and Jeannie Murphy PR. His name's Anthony Santiago, and he's with Newswire. So when you come to a public relations company, or if you're out there and most people have something they want to do, promote their business, promote their book, do something, this is the guy that we go to at Newswire, because they have a way of talk about how you get the messages that we deliver to you out to everybody.
Sure. So Newswire over the years has created various partner relationships with various channels and media outlets. Mm-hmm. So we help shorten that gap in terms of getting your news published to these outlets. We've established these agreements so that, like, if your press release meets our guidelines, then we're good.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, we're not going to reject you right away. We're going to help work through the process in order for you to get a press release that will meet our guidelines. I think that's the major difference. We're not just right away rejection. We want to help educate and help our clients understand what makes a good press release and what makes, you know.
And what does make a good press release?
A good press release.
The experts talking.
Sure. The secret ingredient is having a great headline.
Okay.
As with anything in this world, like having a great lead, having a great headline is probably 80% of the weight of the release. Of course, you want to do the who, what, when, where, and why in the first introductory paragraph. And it's called an inverted pyramid, where you kind of like top heavy in terms of all the good stuff and then slowly filter it down. But having a great headline is probably a critical component in terms of having a good press release. You don't want to oversell it, but you definitely want to make it clear what's it about. And please try not to be so clever. You want to make it not too clickbaity, but you want to make it clear in terms of who the source is, what you have to offer, and what you're actually going to say. Please don't be too cutesy, so to speak.
Oh my God, it must be so fun to be on their side of the fence where they get it and they look like, oh God, or oh yeah, that's
exactly.
Good.
Exactly.
That's so funny. How many words is a press release supposed to be?
A press release should only be a page long, right? So for those like heavy in writing and have a lot to say, try to cut it down to about 400 to maybe 500 words max. Mm-hmm. Split up your paragraphs into bite-sized chunks. I've seen press releases that are one full paragraph, and we'd have to work with the client in order to break those paragraphs. About 2 to 3 sentences per paragraph would be good, so it's easily scannable.
What about like pictures or video?
Oh, definitely pictures is a good thing to add. We allow clients to add 1 to 4 images with their release. Like I said, a picture's worth 1,000 words. So there you go. If you have a great picture, make sure it's high resolution.
Okay.
So that, like, if media does pick it up, they don't have to scour around in terms of a low resolution and try to get a replacement for that. Video, excellent. A lot of companies right now know about video, but they're scared to do video. I would definitely say that just jump right in. Do a short video and tell your story that way. A lot of people, sad to say, are lazy. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, I myself am lazy. Sometimes I would rather watch a video than read a block of text. So if you can convert some of your messaging, some of your sales messaging into a video and attach it to your release, I think that will help solidify your actual story.
So I think it's really fun to picture us, because this is just really a personal thing right now for me. And I know, Colleen, that we have you here talking about what we do for a living, sending things to you. So when you are talking about timing, mm-hmm. tell us what's going on with that. Because our job is to deliver. And we're like, ah.
Okay. It's so funny. Clients come to us, it's like, when's the best time to mm-hmm. submit a press release?
Okay.
Like, I don't have a crystal ball when the best time is, but there are different things that you can capitalize on.
Okay.
For example, you can monitor – Google News is a great place. So you can monitor Google News in terms of certain keywords that your business operates in. Maybe there's a certain story. Maybe there's a certain thing happening. That example with Delta 5, they're monitoring their industry and noticed that Time magazine did issue that feature story about bed bugs. So they capitalized on that.
How long is the timing between what you see is relevant in the news and the stories that we're presenting to try to piggyback on?
Right. So the term is called newsjacking. Okay. So it sounds terrible, but it's actually just, like you said, piggybacking mm-hmm. on a trending news.
Newsjacking.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'll call it NJ.
Yeah. So one thing to note is that our strict editorial guidelines mm-hmm. somewhat prohibits newsjacking.
Oh.
But if it's relevant enough in terms of your business and what's happening, then you can tie it in. But if it's like capitalizing on someone's tragedy or something.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, it's awful.
That's the thing. It's so hard to do certain pitches because it's not meant to be piggybacking. It's just that you're so frustrated because there's something going on where we could have a solution to.
Exactly.
And then how do we present that so that it doesn't come across as self-serving?
Exactly. You have to use your best judgment mm-hmm. and be tasteful about it.
Do you see it all? Do you see it a lot? I would picture now that we're talking about this that you might see a lot of that. People trying to capitalize on something that's bad.
Yes, yes.
And then you kick it.
I can tell you, we have a lot of political candidates.
Oh,
that
boy.
Were trying to do a lot of press releases.
Oh my God,
about their stances on certain things.
Wow.
And we have to reject a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But some of them that have gone through were in formats of like an open letter, for example, which is more objective, but we're setting up the framework that it's an open letter, not an official like release.
Yeah.
But that is a case-by-case basis. In
right.
What we
oh, I can't even imagine. I can't yeah. imagine being on your side.
Yeah.
Talk about some of the other capabilities that you have about your data lists and so on too.
Oh, sure. So the press release distribution is what we're known for.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I wanted to share with your audience is that we actually have other PR tools on our PR software platform. In addition to that, if you wanted to reach out to a certain journalist or a certain editor or producer, we actually have a media database of, I think, 1.7 million contacts. That's, globally.
So, that's incredible.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a particular person,
mm-hmm.
you can probably type in certain filters, outlet, location, and then we'll be able to have you send your press release directly to them in their inbox.
Yeah. How do you get these relationships?
Just through the years, reaching out. We have a team that goes out, verifies, reaches out to these journalists to make sure that their information is correct. Because within the space, a lot of people change companies.
And I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you were also mentioning about the fact that when your content comes, when the submission comes to you guys and your editorial team review it and then you approve it and put it out there, then you have partners out there. Can you explain that to everybody? Not just the email addresses, but where it's actually posted.
Sure. So
much fun to me.
Yeah. So to help companies understand, like, these media outlets don't have time to like sort through like hundreds of thousands of submissions.
Mm-hmm.
So they work with, providers like us that provide news to them in order to facilitate more content on their site. So we've established these content agreements that our clients, our users, have to meet certain thresholds. If they don't meet those thresholds, then we won't be able to publish it. That is how we help clients shortcut getting their content published online, thus getting indexed in Google, thus getting more visibility for their company. It's content marketing is getting more and more difficult.
Why?
Because there's so much content out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much bad content out there, and there's so much good content out there. Content out there that there's so much noise. But by having your press release published on an authority site, on a news outlet, and a news affiliate like ABC or CBS,
mm-hmm.
it helps you establish your credibility
mm-hmm.
and helps you establish your position within the space as being an authority or an expert. You know, that differentiates you. I think some of your audience members might have seen like some of their competitors saying, "As seen on."
Yeah.
We have a number of clients that utilize that as part of their marketing efforts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does work.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It does.
It's by association. That's correct.
Yeah. So why don't you explain a little bit about keywords?
Okay. So let me circle back in terms of the headline. Mm-hmm. Headline is so critical. I'd say it's like 80% of like the weight of the release, what makes a good release or not. Because if you have a good headline, then you have the opportunity of winning that click or getting that person to read it. Now, keywords are important because you can capitalize on the keyword search by including that keyword in your headline.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, for
example, Colleen's all about this, but I never heard it say that way. You told me before, you're a person that takes complex, makes it easy.
Yeah.
I got it.
So, like, if I said, like, Anthony Santiago, that's the, like, is great, right? That doesn't really speak on behalf of what I do. But if I do, like, press release tips from Anthony Santiago, that actually gives more context. Because a lot of people, you would believe, like I handle the marketing the Newswire side, like PPC and all this other stuff. Like press release template, press release tips, that's high traffic.
Oh, keywords. Everybody should be doing that because that's what you do to create the credibility and have a paper trail, really, on the social SEO of the world.
Yeah. So I always tell clients, like, well, is this a good headline? Mm-hmm. And I always ask them, are these buyer intent keywords? Or do you have buyer intent keywords in your headline somehow? Like if you're a doctor, right, in a certain area, you can include that city and doctor in your headline, you know, geo-target, so to speak. So I always ask clients, what would your customers type in order to find you?
I had gone to a presentation here at the Hunterdon Chamber mm-hmm. by one of my colleagues, Rosanna De Torres. Okay. She's a family law attorney. Mm-hmm. And her presentation was called Metrics.
Okay.
And she was talking about how they opened another branch of De Torres and DeJong attorney, one right here on Main Street in Flemington. Mm-hmm. They opened another one in Morris County only because they hired a marketing company to come in that found out that instead of people, they were not looking up attorney. They were looking up, how do I keep custody of my kids? Mm-hmm. And that was driving business over in droves, and they created the simulation of it and opened another one because that was what was important to their clients, custody, not divorce, not attorney, mm-hmm. like you say.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier today about you actually had a position where your job was to build websites as a result of keywords.
Oh, yeah, back in the day.
But back in the day,
back
right?
Back in the day where content was easily rankable.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in the, I want to say mid-2000s, but it was a time in SEO where you would be able to put up any content related about a particular keyword that's kind of optimized, not great content, just keyword optimized content, and it would rank in search. Press releases did that in the past. They can still do that, but they don't have the same SEO value, but they do capture some SEO traffic.
What does capture SEO value?
Okay, so I can definitely say definitively that I would say to all of your listeners, don't use a press release for SEO rankings, but you can use press releases as SEO relevancy. There's a clear distinction with that. So when we talk about rankings, someone does an activity and they move up in Google rankings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus what we kind of like approach it is as we don't guarantee that you'll move up in rankings, but we guarantee that you'll move up in relevancy. So meaning that like if someone types in a particular keyword, your press release should show up for a short period of time, but it will show up. And then it will kind of fall to the wayside as new news comes up within the search engines. So you're able to capitalize on search relevancy for your press release if you optimize it correctly, you know.
So what about in your press release? Like if you have, you were talking a little bit about pictures and videos, but they do help you, right, with your reach.
Yes. So with the content, mm-hmm. Such as videos and images, mm-hmm. We also capture the, I think, description, title mm-hmm. description and captions mm-hmm. for the images. So that helps you further kind of build more keyword rich page on your release. Yeah.
I want to share a story that is a personal story from our company, Jeannie Murphy PR and Mariah Media, where that we had a direct impact that we could show. And I know you've heard a story about this person, but you didn't know the behind-the-scenes story of how it got there. So we had Nadine Savino, who has created the G-Cap, which is that flexible thing that goes on the top of a ball. You put the straw in, and you can tip it over, and it never spills anything. And so she had entered it into our award program called the Santa Choice Award Program back a couple years ago. At the same exact time, the movie Joy was coming out by Joy Mangano during the holiday season. And so Nadine won a Santa Choice Award and asked us to put out a press release for her. So we put the press release out through Newswire. And by 24 hours later, because of the database that they have that distributed out the press release, Nadine got a phone call from Good Morning America. And she actually was placed on the show. It was within 36 hours of the press release. And basically, she went on the show, and then she ended up winning a check for $10,000 right there and then that she didn't even know about from Joy Mangano on Good Morning America with Lara. And then she ended up sending a check for more than $10,000. So that's how far a press release can go. And it's part of the service that we use. I'm giving you guys testimonial. I love the service that they have over there at Newswire, like you were talking about earlier, that you guys are so close to your clients. Like, you've got the instant chat. It's kind of funny, I swear. We'll put something up because I'm totally computer illiterate. Colleen is like the expert on all. And I'll go in there and I'll get stuck and I'll start to chat, and all of a sudden you'll see her go, "Hi, Jeannie. Hi, Colleen." Like, it's so funny. Anyway.
Yeah, so we pride ourselves, like, if you have any questions about a press release, like, our team is here to help. Like, we really pride ourselves. All of our ratings online really showcase the customer service, the level of service that we offer our clients. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are so scared about press release. Oh, no, they're only for the big boys. But if you position the press release correctly, have the right timing, have the right messaging, have the right hook, then you can see, like, the fruits of the labor of the client that, like, it works out. You get featured on GMA. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It must be so much fun to be on your side of, you know, the fence, really, getting those press releases and seeing what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, you name it, we've covered it all. We've covered it from financial. We've covered it from, like, mommy bloggers. We've covered it from, like, political people. Like, if you're looking to get your news or your message out online, press releases is a good vehicle. It's not the only game in town.
Let's hear. But I also want you to tell people about what you were saying at one time, that not everything is a press release.
Oh, yeah. So not everything is a press release.
Okay.
Just because you write a kick-ass article doesn't mean it's a press release. How-to articles, information articles, even...
Pull closer.
How-to articles, informational articles, even, like, advertisement, like, very direct marketing pieces do not constitute a press release. Mm-hmm. A press release should be objective, should be clear in who it's serving, and really positioning it in terms of how it would better whoever's reading it, how it makes an impact, how it makes a difference. If it's self-serving, that's a rule of thumb that, like, I would say that's a go back to the drawing board and try to rethink it how you would position it.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing as I've seen is that a lot of companies, a lot of marketing people, sometimes submit their sales collateral, and they submit things as, like, we are a company, our team. That's great if you put it in a quote. If it's a quote from a spokesperson, then you can do first person. But it needs to be written in third person.
Like, example?
Like, the company has over 5 offices in the state of New Jersey versus our company has 5 locations in New Jersey, for example.
That's so interesting. What about if it was a person? If the person, like, say it's a real estate agent, only because we're talking about your Keller Williams account, you got some great people. Mm-hmm. Are they supposed to say it in third person?
Or? Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
So as an example?
So for example, let's say a real estate agent closed the house.
Mm-hmm.
The way you should write a press release, you should write it in a way that as if you're being interviewed and this press release is written by your journalist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, for example, Jeannie. Like, Jeannie is a real estate agent, blah, blah, blah.
With Weikert Flemington.
Weikert Flemington recently closed a house, blah, blah, blah. I mean, not blah, 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 blah. And then we would do a quote from you in terms of talking about that property or talking about
I love story. Representing first-time home buyers because it's such a special, joyful time of their lives.
Exactly. So the headline could be real estate expert caters to first homeowners in New Jersey.
I'm so glad that we have this on videotape because that's what I'm going to do. Couldn't resist. All right, that's so great. Yeah, but how creative are you, right? Do you when you get press releases, do you actually kind of sometimes suggest back to some people when they really like can't write for anything?
Okay, so our editorial team is here to work with you in terms of making suggestions. Mm-hmm. However, we've come into situations where they would need a big rewrite. Mm-hmm. We do have writing services available.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so, I did not know that.
Well, now, yeah, I'm glad.
We didn't need it. Ha ha.
Exactly. You didn't need it, yeah. But we have that available. Yeah,
no, actually, I know there's people out there. Like, okay, I want to back up a little bit because I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. My guest is Anthony Santiago from Newswire. We work with them very, very much throughout the years at Jeannie Murphy PR and Mariah Media. And I'm having so much fun having him on the show because it's good to be able to work with your partners. We're trying to share with you what they do in their expert world and how they do it so well. You had mentioned something. I loved when you said about some companies and some people are just getting kind of acquainted with video, but you said just jump right in.
Right.
And I want to say it's isn't it just fascinating? Because I want everybody to know it is so difficult to get even I'm talking the CEOs on a video as authentic and normal and not acting. And at the same time, I agree with you, like they have to just jump in and do it because doing nothing is a waste of time.
Right.
And then basically when they do it, I'd like to hear some tips from you because I can't stand when things are staged or when they're scripted.
Okay.
Especially in this day and age where people want to be real.
Authenticity is so huge when it comes to brand journalism. You want to, like, I'm a believer that, like, we can do corporate speak if you'd like. Uh-huh. Like, you know, the integral central communication platform in which yada, yada, yada. But the real deal is speaking real, being, you know, human to human. I like to believe that when you tell stories, you should be human to human. Mm-hmm. So, yes, when you first do a video, it may not be perfect, but at least you did it.
Right.
No one in their whole entire world is a pro when they first start. This comes with press releases. This comes with starting your own business. This comes with being a parent. Like, starting off, everyone starts on the same platform. So just get in there. Just be consistent, and you'll get there. But, like, video is going to be a huge component. I mean, the writing's on the wall.
Right.
In terms of.
So do you think, I mean, we've been doing video for about 7 years now because of the Princeton Talented People television show. Mm-hmm. So do you think that video is just being rolled out right now? Because I'm totally, like, I've been doing it for a long time. Is it new or is it halfway, a quarter there? Are people just getting to know it now? I mean, I hear it all the time. You got to get video. But I'm just wondering because you're in the internet of space of things.
I think that the tide is changing, and video is kind of in the same conversation as SEO was a few years back.
Wow.
Like, oh, SEO, I kind of know what it is, but I don't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when it comes to video, you're ahead of the game.
And I don't mean to say it that way. It's just funny because I happen to have a show. So yeah. It's like all of a sudden the video, they were putting it up on Vimeo. And, you know, back then. So it's just interesting.
Yeah. YouTube.
This is really cool because we're streaming live on Facebook, which has only been the last like two years probably.
Yeah.
But that's video.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. YouTube is like the biggest search engine. Mm-hmm. So like if you're not on there, you're missing out on opportunities.
Oh, yeah. I want to put a little plug into my son.
Okay. Sure.
All right. We were talking about this. If you're watching my Facebook page, then you probably know his name is Pizza Man Brand because his name is Brandon. But he is so cool. And he did a video down at Liberty Hall Pizza of let's make a pizza. And so he was teasing with his people who he works with at Liberty Hall. We love them at Liberty Hall Pizza in Lamberville, New Jersey. And he said he was going to like have a little challenge that he was going to get like 1,000 people to view his video about making this pizza that's so cute. Mm-hmm. And the next day he had 2 million 2 million people. Wow. And then he had like 30,000 people following him. And then by Monday, he had 5 million plus. And now he's over 6 million and he has like 80,000 followers because he's so entertaining. And it's not, it's like, I think if you guys, you have to look him up, okay? Because it's really cool. He's, I think it's called TikTok, but we saw it on TikVok, V-O-K, like you said, probably video. Pizza Man brand. And so we have someone in our family who's a star. He's a video star. He went viral.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And so you were talking about that, like having a video is so important. But it is amazing how many people are watching these things.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, like, it's just like press release is a mystery. But hopefully I'm demystifying.
Oh, you're that, so great. Yeah, that, so like, much
it's,
fun.
It's not as painful as people make it out to be,
right?
And it's accessible to everyone.
I love the way that you have it, by the way. They make it so easy when you get over there and you get into your system. I love the way you have the quote box, like you have it so easy to do,
right?
And then you push and it's like tested, and then you can have like an editorial review, and then it gets back, and it's all laid out so professional.
Yeah.
And then it gets picked up,
right? Right.
And yeah, it's great. We're going to go to our break real quick. This is the last break. It's already 3:42 in the afternoon on the 6th of March, 2019. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. And my guest is Anthony Santiago with Newswire. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. I we work with them, and over the years, it's just been fun. And now we get to meet them in person and to see what they do.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, we're back. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Hope you're having a wonderful day. My guest again is Anthony Santiago, and he is with Newswire. His family is actually very connected to this business, and I love that about your personal attachment. I wanted to just ask you to tell us a little bit about what are the questions that you mostly get when people are using your services or putting out a press release?
Sure. So a very, very common question is like, when is the best time to submit a press release?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a common question.
All the time.
Definitely tell you that don't submit it on a Friday. And it's kind of like counterintuitive, but don't submit it on a Monday either.
Why?
Because Monday is everyone, human nature, is coming back into the office, and they're not really paying attention. They're catching up on what they missed on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we always, and I always tell clients face-to-face, Tuesday through Thursday is probably the most ideal days of the week to submit a release. Now, in terms of timing, earlier the better.
Oh.
Now, I've seen it as early as 3 a.m.
Hmm.
And I've seen it a little bit later in the day, around 10. But I would say a sweet spot. We're on the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
So by default, all the press releases that are submitted on our platform are East Coast, Eastern time. So just be wary of that if you have any West Coast listeners.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. I am picturing one of our guests on the show. His name's Paul Grisella, and he was the former managing editor for the Gannett paper, the Courier News here in our Central Jersey area. And he told me that he gets up to at least 300 or something press releases by the time he gets into the office in the morning.
Exactly.
And so I think you're right on. You got to be in that club, right? Because they start at, going through them, right?
Right, right.
And so what do you think is something that you could tell people? I get you're saying about the subject line is key. 80% of the entire thing is in that subject line, right?
Right, headline.
How long should the subject line be?
The subject line is critical in a sense that you have to be aware of how it's going to be listed in search, too. Mm-hmm. In terms of email subject lines, I think shorter the better. I believe like 65 characters.
What about exclamation points? People ask us that all the time.
Exclamation points with care. You could use exclamation points with care. However, if you submit a press release with an exclamation point, our editorial team will do you the favor and remove it. Yeah.
Because you're the pros.
Yeah.
That's just, well, the experts. Yeah. That's what makes me crazy, too, because our clients, they'll say, oh, put an exclamation point after that. And I'm like, no, we don't put exclamation points in the subject line. I think it's like something like a standard or something with the editors that you just don't do that because it makes too much something personal. I don't know what it is.
It's etiquette, I think.
Is it etiquette? Yeah.
It's etiquette.
That's a perfect word.
Yeah.
I remember when I was writing my baby tip books back in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And my editor was looking through, and I would use commas, like, everywhere.
Okay.
And I am a comma person. And so I remember this editor was like, you need to lighten up on the commas. Do you see a lot of that? Like, what's your take on a comma?
I would rather see a comma than a run-on sentence.
Oh,
like, I've seen long headlines that were not approved because they're just way too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the sentences. And I totally agree with you. I am a comma person. If you're when in doubt, use a comma is my thing.
Exactly. Exactly. You can use an exclamation point.
Hey, this is from the experts. I'm like, ha.
You can use an exclamation point in a quote.
Uh-huh.
But you really have to be very excited in order.
Yeah, because it does show personality thing. And it's almost some people are just a little resistant to too much excitement on the pitch.
Right.
They're like
too hypey.
Yeah, like hyper. Yeah, like me.
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously, like, I'm not drinking any more coffee today.
Another thing is, since we're talking about exclamation point,
mm-hmm.
All caps in terms of your headline. Some publicists do that. Some agencies do that. But we have to change it to title case, which is basically the first letter of each word is capitalized. So no all caps.
That's such a great tip. Yeah. Oh, I hate that when they do all caps too. What other things like that? Those are great tips.
Let's see. Be sure that you include contact information.
Okay.
You're right. It helps us on the editorial side vet the information as well as give the reader like the ability to contact you. We had one client that did issue a release and we had one of their customers try to reach out to us because they forgot to include the contact information. We would approve it, but like it would just make it better if you had full contact information available. Either a name of the person, an email, and a phone number is always valuable information.
What about like a hot link in the content, like an about us or if you're like the bio?
Oh yeah, the boilerplate. Yeah,
yeah. So that'll help with when you're distributing it for it to be recognized by the links, right?
Sure, sure. So when it comes to linking, we allow you to include up to I think 4 or maybe 6 links. Here are some tips. If you want to know. So
I do. I love it.
So you could put it at the end, but I always recommend clients to put 1 or 2 links in the beginning at the top of the release
mm-hmm.
so that they can automatically go to additional resources. One additional tip I can say is that like immediately after the first paragraph is you can put a paragraph break and then start off with a link or put a link in that second paragraph. Mm-hmm. So it's like first paragraph, whatever you want to talk about. Immediately after that, either is going to be a single sentence or like a beginning of the next paragraph, but put the link somewhere there. Because after someone reads it, we're creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. So obviously you're reading something, and obviously if the link looks good, you'd want to click on it. So try to put your link or links up above, like more at the top than at the end. You can include it at the end if you wanted to, but I've seen a lot of clients just put it at the end, mm-hmm. and
they miss out on the opportunity. Yeah, exactly. It's great. Oh, my God, awesome. What about your capabilities on the analytics side?
Sure. So
this is so important because I want you to explain what that is so that anyone who's listening to the question gets filled in, and then also how you guys do that.
Sure. So when it comes to analytics, it's basically a fancy word of saying reporting. Mm-hmm. So we report to you where your press release has been published to. We give you the link. We give you the web address. You can actually click on it and see your press release live online on that distribution partner's site. In addition to that, we also give you other data, other analytics, such as impressions, how many impressions you got from our site, the number of readers or views that you've gotten. Also, any social media shares. We also track Twitter and Facebook if you wanted to do that. Coming soon, we're actually rolling out something called media monitoring. So in addition to the reporting that you get on the press release side, if you wanted to monitor or track you or your competitor or a certain term, we actually have a media monitoring service that's going to be rolled out soon that you can track, you know, those terms or things that are important to you as part of your marketing, either keep up with trends or see what's going on. Part of the media monitoring provides also sentiment analysis. So it'll give you a score whether it's positive or negative. So not only does it find the hits, but it'll tell you whether that hit is positive, negative, or neutral. And that's critical for...
How do they find that out?
Data crunching. I don't know exactly. Developers are working on it.
He doesn't know, but I got the privilege of being able to hang out with them for an hour and a half before the show, and I'm sitting there listening to what they know about what we don't know, which is the future and the internet. I mean, really, what you're doing is so amazing because you can really see it from where this is going.
Right.
And
right.
We're just like following along, using it to the best of our abilities, and to Colleen, who's always advanced on all of this. But I mean, most people don't have any idea that they can even be tracked when they open their email.
Exactly.
You know, they just don't even get it.
Yeah. A lot of people like just don't know about the PR space. Mm-hmm. And I want your listeners and anyone who watches this knows that Newswire is here to help you at any stage of the game. Whether you're starting off, whether you have a portfolio of clients, we have the tools and the platform and the people that are here to help you. So if you have a question, like feel free to reach out to myself or reach out to my team, and we'll be more than happy to kind of help answer or guide you along. If you're just starting, feel free to reach out to Jeannie. She's awesome. I can't speak more highly on you, Jeannie. Like it's really, this is a great partnership, and I know that the successes that you've had with your clients was due in fact with your experience and your knowledge.
Oh, thank you. No, I say on behalf of Colleen and I, seriously, she's been waving your flag, and it's been since the first day, and your newsroom inside the system for us. I mean, it's just like so exciting. But you've always been able to deliver such great results to us that you make ours look better. So thank you. Oops. They're the ones. All right. Those were great last words. But if you have any other last words, now's your chance. You got about 30 seconds.
When it comes to PR and it comes to video, when it comes to anything about growing your business, just do it. Try it out. And seek out help if you need it. We're here to help. And like I said, we're here to help anyway. Mariah Media is here to help. You have resources available. You don't have to go in and alone. And it's not such a mystery if you have the help.
Yep.
So, like, find the help. The help is out there. There's so many resources out there. But hopefully, you know, we can cross paths with anyone listening. And we're definitely here to make your experience great.
All right. Here's the last thing I want you to know. If you have an organization or a group, like I have my now know-how club, and we're going to have Anthony speak, because I know that if you were watching this and you're a business owner or an author or someone and you're interested in having Anthony talk to your group, because there's so many things that companies and individuals need to know about press releases and public relations. So just reach out to me either here at the Huntington Chamber, Jeannie Murphy, or directly to Anthony Santiago over at NewsWire. Thank you so much for coming out today. Can't wait to see you again at our Need It Now Club and hopefully here at the Chamber. And thanks so much to all you guys out there watching, and have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
He that knows me knows how old I am. But, you know, the boys I dated served in the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And we saw on TV every night, we saw the body bags coming home.
Right.
Well, you know, Chris, what they're not showing and what we're not seeing is the high number of suicides with the young veterans coming home. And the way we got involved with this particular project was really my daughter's idea. She's up at New York Medical College. She's studying in medically oriented speech pathology. And she said, you know, Mom, we really ought to take a look at the soldiers coming home with PTSD and traumatic brain injury and see if we can help provide them with an ADA or Americans with Disabilities service dog. And that was the kernel that developed the second focus of the charity. But it ties into the whole very simple mission of those who serve us and the dogs that serve them.
So you're not in the business of actually training the dogs for these soldiers, but you are actually making some type of a match between the soldiers that are coming home, are diagnosed with some of these risks, and then finding another group to help you with the dogs and making the arrangement. Is that right?
Yes. We have partnered with Harcum College because one of the things we believe in is we know that the dogs that are provided are good, solid dogs. But we also want to make sure that they have good human partners. So I have developed a program called Canine Care and Training. It is at Harcum College. It's online. Our soldiers must apply to our program. They take 8 modules online as students of Harcum College. When they are finished, then they come to us for hands-on training for the practicum part of the program. Now, I am